A Brief Summary, Antony Gaudi, by Rebecca Savini. You know, there are artists who are well known for one of their many artworks. Like, everyone in general knows a specific piece out of the multitude creations the artist worked on during their lifetime. Take Antony Gaudi, for example. Antony Gaudi was a Spanish architect known for his distinctive style in architecture during the late 1800s up to the 1920s in Barcelona, Spain. Some may have heard of him from his incomplete building, La Sagrada Familia, because he died before he ever got the chance to finish. Okay, that sounds a bit depressing, even without much context about how the architect passed away. That's beside the point. Some may recognize the building or buildings from looking through pictures on the internet. Some may never have heard of the artist at all and have no clue what I'm talking about, but that's okay. It's important to learn about the artist's work and their impact on the art world because an artist's work can influence other artists, even their not well-known projects and incomplete ones too. As mentioned before, Antony Gaudi was indeed a Spanish architect born on June 25, 1852 in Ruez, Spain, with numerous projects completed and not completed during his lifetime. Though one of Gaudi's strongest aspects to stand out was indeed his consistent elements in the Modernist style consisting of free-flowing movements inspired by nature and his own construction techniques he used throughout his lifetime. During his lifetime, Gaudi had developed and changed his own style a few times. While art throughout Europe was generally more invested in the Victorian style, basically he was one of the founders influencing the Catalan movement in the art world at the time. For instance, Gaudi's style at one point was in the Mudéjar style, a style consistent of a mix of both Spanish and Arabic artistic elements, to Neo-Gothic and even testing out Victorian and Baroque styles in some of his earlier works. It wasn't until later in his life he created his own Modernesque style, which can be considered to defy the traditional convention classifications for stylizing. The main elements that are consistent throughout his work are his use of freedom, form, color, texture, and organic unity. Although those elements are consistent, Gaudi's style mostly emphasizes more of the natural movements and forms, and they're inspired from his experiences growing up with nature around his birthplace in Catalonia before moving to Barcelona. Construction-wise, he developed a type of structure method called the equilibrated, a structure designed to stand on its own without the use of internal supports. When creating both Casa Betlo and Casa Milla in his later life, one of his completed works is the construction of two apartments called the Casa Batlo, constructed in 1904-06, and Casa Milla, constructed in 1905-1910. Well, the Casa Batlo was actually owned by a businessman, Joseph Batlo, and he granted Gaudi permission, with full creative freedom, in reconstructing the interior of the building. At one point, Batlo wanted the building to be destroyed, but Gaudi convinced him to keep the exterior of the building. Afterwards, the Casa Batlo was used for renting rooms out and owned by the Batlo family. Over the years, after Batlo's death, the Casa Batlo was owned by different businessmen in the 1950s until it was later owned by the Bernard family in the 1990s, and it was restored to its original designs to this day. On the other hand, the Casa Milla, also known as La Pedrera, was technically a residential house owned by a couple, Pierre Milla and Rosa Sigmund, and Gaudi was commissioned to build their new home. However, during the construction, there were a few complications, such as Gaudi spending a bit over budget, which caused a bit of financial conflict between Gaudi and Milla, and was taken to the court. Gaudi eventually won the court case, and Milla had to pay the fines for the property. Although Casa Milla was used to rent out rooms after completion, the public ridiculed the structure due to the unusual design and the relationship between Gaudi and Milla. Casa Milla was also owned by different businesses and companies, and was generally used as another apartment complex. Currently, both the Casa Milla and Casa Batlo have become popular historical sites for tourists when they visit Barcelona. The most popular historical site that Gaudi built is the Sagrada Familia, which was one of the projects he never had the chance to finish. Gaudi was working on the building in around 1883 and continued constructions during the 1920s. Well, technically, he ended up committed to completing the church due to the deaths and passing of family and friends throughout the 1910s, so he focused more on his work in the 1920s. He was invested in completing the project to the point he moved his studio inside the building, declined any more commissions, plus changing personal habits like not taking care of his appearance, and devoted more to Catholic beliefs. If you think about it, the 1920s around that time was when work was starting to become a struggle prior to heading into the Great Depression and far after the First World War. It's no wonder that his dedication, although impressive and determined, ended up costing his life. In the last year of his life, Gaudi got hit by a tram when he was heading to his daily confessional at the San Philip Neri Church. He basically was left unconscious after getting hit for a couple of days until he was taken to the Santa Cruz Hospital. Gaudi died on June 10, 1926 from his injuries and later was buried in the crypt at the Sagrada Familia a couple days later. What's even more depressing was passerbys didn't recognize the artist after being struck, so people basically ignored him because of his appearance. Gaudi was neglecting his appearance, focusing more on his work than social gatherings, and devoting more of his time to religious sentiment, and he didn't have any identification on him. It wasn't until the priest at the Sagrada Familia recognized him at the hospital. After his death, his legacy would continue on through other architects working on his work and tourists visiting to see Gaudi's monuments. To this day, Gaudi's work are important pieces of art in the art world, as he is one of the few founders for modernism, especially in this day and age. Antoni Gaudi was indeed a Spanish architect, yet the impact he participated on during and after his lifetime affected the art world in more ways than one, even by a little.